1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Allergies in kids are a pretty big deal. In fact, in Australia, I think we're one of the highest rates in the world of allergies now.
Oh, really?
Apparently Australia has massive rates of allergies. But we also have a world-first campaign that launches today.
Okay.
That could potentially reduce allergies by, like, I think about 80%.
Wow.
It's full on. And one of the people that is responsible for this is Preeti Joshi, who joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Preeti.
Good morning, Jesse and Jules.
Oh, does this mean that, like, now you can start taking your own birthday cakes to preschools and childcare? Because I know that, like, it's been put on hold for a while, or had been anyway.
Not quite yet, Jules.
Okay. But,
we are launching this allergy prevention strategy today. It's the actual advice has been around for some time now, but this is the first project which is nationwide, and it's a public health prevention project, and it's federally funded. And what we're advising is that when your child, not before 4 months, but around 6 months of age, to try and introduce a wide variety of potentially allergenic and other solid foods as well, firstly in small amounts and to regularly include them. And we're basing this on some studies, but one particularly good one that showed that if you introduce peanut to babies who are at higher risk of peanut allergy before they're 1 year of age, you might be able to reduce the chance of a peanut allergy by 80%.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, are you finding that is huge.
Is it because, like, I mean, when peanut allergies first became, like, pretty big, like, and all the parents were, like, you know, pretty scared about it, were they just not giving their kids peanuts because they were worried that they'll have, like, a severe reaction?
Yes, exactly. And there was advice around maybe 15 years or so ago to avoid that for that very reason.
Right.
But we've actually found something that study has found something that actually seems a bit counterintuitive, really, which is that the babies who are at highest risk probably benefit the most from this timely introduction of peanut, if you like.
Right. And do we know any more about what's causing these allergies and why it's important to eat them?
Yeah, look, everybody wants an answer to that question. We don't have an answer. There are theories around about why allergies are increased, food allergies in particular are increasing, and they revolve a lot around the fact that we're now no longer exposed to a lot of the things we used to be exposed to when we were, you know, many years ago, such as bacteria from animals, the good microbiota perhaps we used to get from eating more locally grown food. We're eating a lot of processed food now.
Mm.
We're also getting exposed to chemicals through our skin, which might be breaking down our skin barrier.
Yeah,
so there's
right.
a lot of lifestyle changes that have happened over the last sort of 20 years or more that may be leading to this new state of allergy, really.
Okay, see, well, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, my dad, you know, I grew up on roadkill pretty much. And, my dad was devastated when I, you know, when the doctors told him that I had, like, a milk allergy. You know, he was like, I feel like he'd given me, you know, made me eat, you know, some
so
pretty rank
stuff.
Food. To build up that tolerance for things. But, yeah, to find out that it was milk, he was not happy at all.
Yes, look, you know what? You can't prevent all of them.
Yeah, true.
It sounds like your dad was trying.
Yeah.
And where can people go for some more information, Preeti?
Preventallergies.org.au.
The program launches today. It's called Nip Allergies in the Bub, and we just want to wish you all the best with it. It's obviously still a huge mystery, but the work you guys are doing is going really well, so all the best with it.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.